begin from we got and backtrack a little bit. Last night we did Taf Resh Mem Alf, Taf Resh Mem Gimel, but I didn't get a chance to finish Taf Resh Lamed Tes. So let's go back to Taf Resh Lamed Tes Siv Gimel. We started the siman already. That was last week a little bit. We discussed about eating and sleeping in the sukkah, but I never got a chance to discuss what happens the first night if it rains and what to do the second night if it rains. So that's again the siman Taf Resh Lamed Tes Siv Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that Achila Basukkah Bilel Yom Tov Rishon Chova. The eating in the sukkah on the first night of Sukkot is an obligation. And the Mishnah Berurah just explains the background for this, that it says, Sifkat and Yud Tes Bilel Yom Tov Rishon Chova. Wrote to Lomar, what that means is, the Bilel Yom Tov Rishon Mechuyav Lechel Basukkah. The first night there's an obligation to eat in the sukkah. Vafilu im eino ochel el kazayis. Even if you're only eating just the kezayis, which is not that much, you're still chayiv to eat that in the sukkah. Masha'ein kein milel zevahala, any other night or any other day after that point, afilu b'shabbis or yamtif, the mechuyiv lechel pas, where there's a requirement to eat bread, einu mechuyiv lechel b'sukkah elvela im ochel yosem mikabeta tabiachiyas keva. So every other night, if you have a kebeta, so then you have to eat in the sukkah. The first night, if you have less than that, if you have even only a kezayis, that's required. What's the reason? Tam, as we all know, the Laila Zechamer, the first night is more stringent. The Gaminin Chamishasar, two Tesvav Mechag Hamatzos. Mahasam Rak Laila Harishona Chova, only the first night to Chayv to eat when it comes to Pesach. However, Mkan Veilech Rishus, so two Sukkos, Af Hachinami Linyun Sukkah. So that's the background why the first night you have to eat in the Sukkah, even if it's only a Kazayas. So then the Mechaber writes further, Afilo acha kazayis pas yatsu de chavasa, right? We said even if you have just a piece of bread. So look what the Mishnah Berurah writes here, velo mini targima de sveka de raisu. But not mini targima, there's a big machlokas what that means, but let's say sweets. Vigam lo pas kis, pas baba kis, and el pas gummer. You have to have actual bread the first night in Sukkot. Pas baba kisin, cake, crackers wouldn't be sufficient to fulfill the mitzvah. So there is a discussion whether or not you have to have actual bread and flour and water like matzah. You have to have the same type of bread you'd be eating matzah night. We have to have that Sukkot night. So maybe you couldn't have egg challah, you couldn't have anything with sugar in it. So some talk about it's such a chumrah that you're not allowed to have that type of bread. But many argue and say we don't take it that far. That of course you could have you could have challah with eggs in it, you could have challah with honey in it. That's permitted. Now there's another discussion. Let's say you have whatever bread you're using, whatever challah you're using the first night of Sukkot, are you allowed to dip it in honey? So I imagine everyone here dips in honey. Anyone not dip it in honey? If everyone dips in honey. So there's a shaila whether or not that dvash is going to be mevatel the tam of the challah. Because we know when it comes to Seder night, so you can't be mevatel the matzah. There's a problem of being mevatel the tam of the matzah. So some say that would apply as well when it comes to first night of Sukkot. You should not dip the first kazayis in honey because you're mevatel the tam. But Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Chaim Mibritzker all argue and say, no, we don't take a tesvav that far, and you are allowed to dip it in honey. Okay, let's go further now. The Mechaber says, so that's all the first night. Kazayas is all you have to have, that's a chiv. Mikan ve'elech, after the first night of Sukkot, it's only rishus. Ratzalechel suda soid basukkah. If you want to have a meal, so then you have to eat the meal in the sukkah. But ratzaino ochel kol shiva ela peros uklayos chutz l'sukkah ochel. The person decides he doesn't want to have any meals the rest of Sukkot, he's allowed to. He could have fruit, he could have nuts, and he's allowed to eat that outside the sukkah. Kedin achilas matzah v'pesach, that you don't have to eat matzah the rest of the time. You could get away with just having potatoes the rest of Sukkot. So there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah, very well-known Mishnah Berurah here. Sif katan chaf dalid, kedin achilas matzah v'pesach. Nistapki, Mishnah Berurah is not sure, lufi mashi adua dasa gro, the famous sheet of the gro when it comes to matzah, the mitzvah lechol matzah kol shivas yimei pesach. That even though there's only a chiv the first night, there's a key in mitzvah, the more matzah you eat the rest of the Pesach, you're still getting additional mitzvahs, that's Pesach. Kipashta dekra shivas yamim tochlu matzah, the Pasuk says, eat it for 7 days. Ela de mitzvahs asehu rak be'erev, there's only a requirement the first night. There's only kiyum, that's with regards to Pesach. So Efshir asks the Chavetz Chaim, Efshir dehu adin hacha matzah a mitzvah lechadchila lechel pas kol shiva yamim ulevarech le shiva sukkah. He's not sure whether or not there's a kiyum mitzvah the rest of the week. Meaning there's only a chiyuv the first night, but maybe it should be encouraged at least to be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah the rest of the time. So the more times you eat in the sukkah, the more mitzvahs you have, just like the more matzah you eat throughout Pesach, the more mitzvahs you have. So he leaves as a tzarech in. So back on top now. The Ramah says that v'lo yochal b'layla rishon ad shehe vadei layla. So you're not allowed to eat until it becomes vadei layla, and that's based on, as the Mishnah Berurah says, chafei de'achila sukkah b'layla rishona hu dumya de'achilas matzah b'lal Pesach. They're similar. De'achzib be'erev tochlu matzah. So matzah has to wait until tzeis ha'kochavim. V'haynu misha techshach, that's tzeis. Then, and so too, the first night of sukkahs has to wait until tzeis. And that's why all the shuls have a drasha, usually a shir, until tzeis ha'kochavim. Let's say the guy jumped the gun. There was no shir in shul, and he started to make kiddush earlier. He started eating his bread earlier. So what's halacha? He said leishev. It was during bein hashmashos, after shkia, before tzeis. Tzarech lachzor v'lachol kazayis b'lay levada. You have to again have a kazayis after the nighttime. Aval birchas leishev v'sukkah lo yivarech shenis t'safek brachos lahakel. But you shouldn't repeat leishev because it's a suffix. Bein hashmashos is a suffix whether it's nighttime or not, so we're not going to repeat it again. Now there's an interesting berlach he talks about. It's possible you could say kiddush before tzeis as long as the bread is eaten after tzeis. He goes back and forth about that. Interesting berlach. There's also very halacha lemaisa when it comes to eating, making early Shabbos. I know we're going away from those Shabbos now, but in the summer months, when there's early Shabbos, so a person eats bread earlier. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a different point here, though. But he says after tzeis, ideally a person should still have a kazayis of lechem. Even though l'chachila you could have to have a Shabbos and you're mekayim the mitzvah, he does recommend a person should have a kazayis afterwards. Now, I don't know if anyone practices that. I've tried that. It's very, very hard to have bread after you're stuffed. You know, you've had chicken soup and meat, and then before dessert have some challah. It just feels so dry and tasteless. So I've tried it. I have a very hard time, but those who could do it, it's a wonderful thing. It's a chumrah, and not for me. But those who could do it, fantastic.
You need to bring the honey back.
Bring the honey back, right, sure. That'll make it more enjoyable. Okay, so now back on top in the Ramah. Ramah says, in addition to having to eat the meal after Tzeis HaKochavim the first night, he also adds another interesting din, V'yochel Kodem Chatzos HaLayla. Just like the matzah afikoman has to be eaten before Chatzos, so too the Suda has to be eaten before Chatzos that first night. V'lo yochal b'yom mechatzos ve'elech k'dei sheyochal b'sukkah l'teavom. Erev Sukkos, one should not have a large meal after Chatzos leading into Sukkos, because you want to be hungry, just like Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to eat. So to Erev Sukkos, Dumya De'achilas Matzah. So those are all the equations that the Ramah makes to Pesach and Sukkos. The Mechaber now writes that Kol Shiva Seyamim Kore V'lo Meid B'Socha Sukkah, a person should read, he should learn in the Sukkah, U'Kishimevin U'Medaktik B'Mashi Yikra, if it's going to help him concentrate better, so then he's allowed to learn outside the sukkah. So if it's going to have some level of clarity learning outside the sukkah, so then it's better to have the clarity. And hamispalel ratza mispalel b'sukkah o chutz l'sukkah. One who wants to daven, he could choose to daven in the sukkah, he could choose to daven outside the sukkah. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chavches. He writes, u'chshemeivin u'medaktik, when a person is trying to understand pshat, so then, rotza lomar da'az tov lo yose luma b'bayis. So you're outside, you hear the wind blowing, you hear the birds chirping, you hear the noise, the cars running by, it's very, very distracting. So therefore, it's better for a person to go inside where there's some peace and quiet. Sheha'avir yafil lo laharchiv daito. Because when there's space, so it seems to, I guess, spread the das. And I guess more of a more distracting in that way. Now, Sifkat and Chavtes, the Miyushevas Halav, he says, Hakol Fiyainin. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, really whatever, each person has a different way of learning. Dim daitam yushevis basukkah, sheesh la menucha sham, if he likes it outside relaxing in the sukkah, so then lo made basukkah, he should learn the sukkah. Sometimes it's cold in the sukkah and it's uncomfortable. If he learns extensively in the sukkah, then he's exempt. So that's that point. It really all depends. I mean, I've mentioned this in the past with Weimer and I. We once discussed our, not styles of learning, but the the surroundings, how we like to learn, and what type of circumstance. So I never saw this, but Yaakov Zolden, who is his neighbor up in the country, says, Weinberg told me this, but I never witnessed this. He has earplugs in his ears all the time. That's how he learns. He learns with earplugs.
Headphones over the earplugs.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that. Okay. So I was in Zocha to see, like Jeremy was. But the reason why he does that is for two. One is every sound distracts him. He said, growing up in his house, you could probably imagine this, knowing his father, that anything above a whisper was considered screaming in his house. So his house was always quiet like a library. So he's just used to the quiet, so anytime there's a distraction, it really throws him off. So that's one. And secondly, one of the reasons probably he has a great memory is because of this. The Gemara says in Erevin, in order to remember things, you say things out loud. So if you ever try putting your fingers in your ear and you talk even softly, the sound becomes amplified in your body, in your ear, becomes louder to you. So that way he could say things quietly and you could still, it comes off very loud in his ears. So what explains why I don't remember anything is because I like to learn with music and with distractions. I must have ADD of some sort. So for me, learning the sukkah, I love learning outside with all the distractions. That's just how I learn. So says the Mishnah Berurah, however you're comfortable learning. Some people like learning better inside. Some people learn better outside. So it all depends on the Indian. There is no set rule. Okay, now if you they bring down here the discussion, it could come up when it gets very cold here about bringing a tanur into the sukkah. Now it doesn't mean a tanur in terms of cooking, but in terms of heating. If you bring in a heater, if it's so cold out, you can't just say it's too cold, I'm not eating the sukkah. If you're able to bring an electric heater that's safe, or some other one of those things, your lantern, you light a fire, they sell on Lowe's to warm it up, so then one would have the obligation to bring that in to make sure the sukkah is warm, even though it's really cold outside. So the Chavetz Chaim did this, the Bikur Yaakov says one has to do whatever he can to warm up the sukkah, and that's not considered mitzvah. So then look what the Mishnah Berurah writes further. Vim yeshlo tarach rav lahavi svarm. It's harbe. He's got a lot of svarm. He can't learn with one sefer. He needs his whole shas and shulchan aruch to be able to learn properly. So if it's a big tircha, lilimuda besukah, efshe de pater. That seems to be a possibility if one's pater. There's a Magid of Ram that talks about this. Achein, im yeshlo makum lahanicham sham kalachag chayiv, dein te tarach. To bring them out the entire week. Let's say the first day you could bring them and it just stays there for the entire 7-8 days of Sukkot, so then one's allowed to, and that's not considered tircha. It's tircha to have to bring them in and out every single day, back and forth. That's considered tircha, so then maybe one would be exempt. But if there's a place you can leave it, and there's no concern of rain, it's under an awning, let's say, and you're sitting under the schach, so then that would be not considered mitzvah. Similarly, it's not considered mitzvah from sleeping. Let's say you have to schlep the blankets and the mattress in every single night back and forth. Maybe that would be considered tircha. The post can say that's not considered tircha to bring them in and out every single day. One has to sleep in the sukkah nonetheless. Okay, now let's go to Sif Hei. Shulchan Aruch writes, Yardu Gshamim, let's say it rains, the Hareza Nichnas Letoch Habayis. He goes inside his house. He can't eat in the rain. So me'emasai, so when is this true? Mutil lefanos, when are you allowed to have your suda inside? Mishayerdu letocha sukkah tipos, they have drips begin to drop in the sukkah. Shim yiplu letocha tavshil yipasil, if it falls into your tavshil, your soup or something, and it's going to make it disgusting. Who wants to eat the soup with the drips of rain in it that come from the schach? Ela tavshil shapul, yafil tavshil shapul. Tavshil shapul apparently is cooked item that gets parceled right away. It gets ruined very, very quickly from a little bit of rain. So even something that's so sensitive like that, if it's parceled, if it's going to be distasteful, so then that's enough of a reason to go inside. So it's really hard to know what exactly that shear is, what exactly tavshil shapul is, and how that's going to render it parceled to each individual. But a person has to use a seichel, as we'll see in the Filuk L'Ramah. Ramah writes, afilu ein tavshil lefanav. Even if the tavshil isn't in front of you, but you see it's dripping, and mi she'eino baki bazeh hashir, and someone who doesn't know how much rain that would be, yishayer im yerdu kol kach shamim lebayis im hayayotze yata mitsukaso gamkem. So then, if you're sitting in your house and begins to drip, there's a break in your pipes and it begins to fall on you, and you'll move your seat, that's a good enough reason to leave in the sukkah. It happens almost every single year. We go walk to my in-laws for a suda. It always rains that week. So I'm very makom. My brother-in-law is very machmir. So it always rains. So So then I'm not comfortable sitting in the sukkah, and he's comfortable sitting in the sukkah, and it goes back and forth, and he wins usually because it's his family, and I'm sitting there all sour because we're sitting in the rain here. But that's the din is that if it drips a little bit, you would be uncomfortable sitting in your house that way. So the person shouldn't be sitting in the sukkah if it's raining that way. It becomes a shiloh. Let's say, this also has happened. Let's say the rain stopped, but the schach is dripping still. But it's not raining anymore. So my brother always says, well, it's not raining anymore. I said, but it's still dripping in my head. I don't want the rain dripping on my head and in my food. That's always a machlokas also. So it's always turned out, I guarantee, actually this year it's not going to work out that way. My in-laws are not going to be around for Sukkot. So we're not walking there at all. So it won't happen this year. Okay, fine. Let's go now to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Beis. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Hareze, im minashev haruach letocha sukkah. Let's say there's wind blowing inside the sukkah. Vaideze, noshin kesamim minaschach. Some of the wood chips are beginning to fall down. Letocha Michael. So im hu istinis, shanina daitiv, he's an istinis. So yachel la teis chutz lesukkah. He's allowed to leave the sukkah. I wouldn't want the wood chips falling into my food, so I would immediately leave. I'm very, very makel leaving my sukkah, to be honest. I sleep in my sukkah, but the moment one thing bothers me, I'm an istinus, I'll walk inside right away. If it really bothers a person, I don't like wood chips in my food, so then you could go inside. You should go inside. So then, Sif Katan Laman Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tipos, when we call Makom, im einam yordin lemakom shiyoshiv sham. If let's say it's dripping on that corner, but where I'm sitting, there's no rain on top of me, then tzarech lechel b'sukkah ba'ot shadayin einam yordin alav v'al shulchano. I have an obligation to still continue to eat until it rains on me and rains on the table in front of me. V'efshir dafilu birkas leishiv b'sukkah yachal varech. And it seems that I would still have to say leishiv. The schach above my head is a thicker schach. Even though the guy over there can't say it because he needs to go inside, I still would have to say it. So there is a big discussion, what happens if you see the clouds coming? It's in the forecast, it's 100% rain. So now you're about to have the suda. So, you know, you want to wait. Do you wait till it rains, or can I start my meal already inside, because I know it's about to rain? So Ritva says if you see the clouds coming, you could start the sukkah ready inside, you don't have to wait. But most posts can argue in the Ritva and say, not true, if right now when you want to have a meal and there's no rain, so you have to eat in the sukkah. So once it begins to rain, then you're allowed to go inside. But let's say the forecast is rain that night to go to sleep. So then many posts can say, if it's really in the forecast to rain, so then you're not obligated to fall asleep, knowing that within a couple hours you're going to have to wake up and move inside. So then in that case, one would be allowed to, according to Rav Nissen Karalitz. But Rav Yashiv argues this is not true. Even when it comes to sleeping, if currently it's not raining, you have no choice, you have to sleep inside, or rather outside in the sukkah. So there's mile yesh lismoch if you want to make like Rav Nissen Karalitz. Okay. Let's go further now. The Rama writes that the chol zadafka b'shar yamim olelo shasukis. The whole discussion we had up until now was only the other nights of sukkis. But as we know, about Laila Rishon, the very first night of sukkis, it's a whole other story. Tzarech lechol kezayis b'sukkah af im gshamim yardin. You have to eat in the sukkah even if it rains. So you should have a say Kiddush in the sukkah and then say Shechayanu in the sukkah. This way the Shechayanu goes both on the Yomtiv and also Schal on the sukkah. Now we'll see in a second not to say Leishev because you're pater from the sukkah, but you still want to say the Shechayanu on the actual sukkah. So you eat in the sukkah and you say Kiddush there even while it's raining. That's what the Rama writes. But we have to go through, there's a decent-sized Mishnah Berurah that he says a little bit differently. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and we'll finish with this Mishnah Berurah, these two Mishnah Berurahs as follows. Sif katan lamed hei. Aval laila v'chule. D'yavshu mitztar machmas ha-geshem, even though it's uncomfortable because it's raining the first night. V'chal mitztar pater mesukah. Svir leila rama. Kedasa poskim de sovereign de belaila rishona. Af mitztar chayef. Rama holds that there is no p'tur mitztar the first night. And you're chayv to eat in the sukkah the first night. V'tamam, the reason is, t'cheven de gamrinan chamishasa chamishasa michagamatzos legamri gamrinan. Ma'hasam, just like by Pesach, b'chol gavna chayv, you're always chayv. There's no concept of mitztar by matzah. So to af besukis, kain, there is no p'tur mitztar. So the first night you have to eat in the sukkah, that's the Ramaz din. Vida. Others argue, and you shouldn't be eating. There is a Ptur Mitzar even on the first night. So now, how do you paskim? So the Achronim say, since it's a Machlokes Rishonim, you should be machmir and eating the Sukkah the first night, even in the rain. But Birchas Leishay Basuka lo yivarich because Safek Brachos Lahakel. Safek Daraisa Lachumra, but Safek Brachos Lahakel. So you eat in the Sukkah the first night, but you don't say a Bracha. Od Kasu, they further write that the Roy Lahamtin, the best approach really, is to wait. Al Chatzos Halayla, Pen Yavor Geshem. In order to get rid of the entire Safek, if you know that the forecast is going to be all night rain, they predict. So I would say that, you know, nowadays we have weather forecasts, so it's be strange to wait to Chatos if you know it's really going to rain. But if you know it's supposed to die down, so then he suggests that maybe wait a little bit, wait a couple hours, so long as your meal is going to be before Chatos. Dim Yavor Yikanes Lasukah, because if it passes, you start the meal a couple hours late, you start at 10 o'clock, and then you Yivarech Birchas Leishev Asukah V'yochel, and this way you get Leishev in, and you eat in the Sukkah. V'yote Bazeh HaMitzvah Sa'aseh L'chuliyama, and then you fulfill the mitzvah according to all of the opinions. But Yesh Me'achronim Shekasun, this is a very, very important halacha. Some are not very sensitive to this, but we all should be. De'ein Kedai Lahamtin Kolkach, you shouldn't wait that long. You're waiting with your entire family, with the grandparents, the little kids. There's no worse holding back of Simchas Yomtiv by making your family wait 2 hours to eat the Suda. They don't say wait to Chatzos. They wait an hour or two. V'imlo pasku yase as kiddush basuka kemosha kasev harama. The Shari Tzion adds further, if you look at Sifkat and Samach Zayin, Vim mitztayer birav o b'sheina, if the guy's tired, the family's tired, or they're very hungry, Ardiam Tanasa, by waiting, and b'frat, and specifically, kishidmin atzte orchim, you have guests coming over, aniim, who are poor, so mistama lo achlu kol yom, he probably didn't eat all day, heim tovim lechol mitztayer, and they're very hungry, ein alhamtin, in those cases, a person shouldn't wait. So really, you know, you have to figure out what the weather forecast would be. But use your seichel. Use your seichel. Have sensitivity to your wife and to the kids and to any guests, perhaps. And again, make a good judgment call if need be. Okay, let's do the last Mishnah Berurah here. Sifkat on Lamed Vav. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'kaddish b'sukkah k'deish yomer zman." So he suggests what you should do is, if it's still raining, so you should make kiddush in the sukkah, say zman, and then you go inside and eat the meal. Wrote to Lomar, "D'lechora hayalo lasos behepech." Really, you should do the opposite. Meaning, Shekadesh bebayis v'yomer gamken sham bircha she'achyanu l'zman hazeh. You should really say kiddush inside and say she'achyanu inside as well. V'yochel kol suda shesham and eat the entire meal inside. Rak b'sim asuda at the end, then you should be kanes l'sukkah v'yochel kazayis sham and then go inside, have the last kazayis in the sukkah. Ella debezeh hayatzarich levarich od birchas man mishum sukkah. The problem is you have to say nu she'achyanu because the she'achyanu you said inside the house was only on the yomtiv. But that wasn't in the sukkah because you weren't in the sukkah. So when you go eat a kazayis at the end of the meal, you would have to say a new she'achyanu on a siyas sukkah. However, ein nachal laharbos bebrachas, we don't like to have extra brachas when not needed. So lechach, therefore, the Ramah says, tov yoseh she'kadesh mitchila basukkah. Better to say kiddush in the beginning, v'yekai birchasman, the she'achyanu will be both on a sukkah gamkein in addition to being on the kedusha jamtiv. Because da'afilu imneima depater az misukkah. Even if you hold that during the rain there is no chiv to eat in the sukkah, but still mikomakom yatsa vazeh delo geria davarzeh me'elu baruch she'achyanu b'chol b'shas asiyah b'sukkah diyotzi vazeh. Because in theory a person could say she'achyanu when he built the sukkah during the week, so certainly he could say she'achyanu on sukkahs even though there's no chiv to eat in the sukkah during the rain. So then after he does that, he should yochel sukkah kazayis. So if it rains the first night, you say kiddush and zman in the sukkah. You're supposed to eat a kazayis of bread in the sukkah. That, by the way, the wives or anyone who is pater from sukkah doesn't have to do this. Ushar sudaso yocha beveso, and then you have the rest of the meal inside. Now, what happens in Pascha Agashav? Let's say the rain stops. So, afilu kfar beirich birchas amazon alachila. Let's say you benched already and you had your suda inside. Hakodemis. Tzarech lechel od hapam kishir beitza mat. You have to eat another beitza kimamat. Yoser besukah levarach leishiv besukah in order to get the bracha of leishiv. You got this man in already, but you didn't get a chance to say leishiv yet. So therefore, kadei latzeis das habhoskim desfir lehu de'eni yotze b'mesha acha beis hageshem. V'hu kishadayin lo shachav, it's only if he didn't go to sleep yet. Aval im kvar shachav, he went down to lie down. Ein tzarech lokum min ha'mita, he doesn't have to get up. Dimit star chayiv harei kvar yotze b'chilaso. Im star pater, ein tzarech lokum min ha'mita, k'mivur b'siv zayim. Okay, now let's just finish off here. The end of the Mishnah Berurah, Ma Shekos Rama Laila Rishona. This whole discussion is regarding the first night only. The Belaila Shnia Mikadish Rebeso Vivarach Zman Al Yomta V'yocha Sudaso. Ubesof HaSuda Yocha Kazayis Besukah. What he says is, the second night, you have to remember this. If it rained a second night, you start everything inside. But in this case, you don't have to deal with Sheikh Yannim, because he said Sheikh Yannim the first night on the Sukkah. This situation, you could actually eat a kazayis of food at the end of the meal in the sukkah. V'lo yivarech leishev sukkah, but don't say leishev. V'gam lo yivarech shechiyanu al sukkah. V'yismoch v'zal shechiyanu shebeirich b'leil risham. However, he does add, u'lechachila, really the best practice on the second night is, tov lahamtim gam b'layla shniyamat. It's better to wait a little bit, it doesn't give us a shear, but a little bit even in the second night. Ad shivsku agshamim, but again, that's a chumri. He quotes from the Chai Adam and the Derech Chaim, and he writes in the bottom of the Shartion, Misha in a road to lahachmir, but in ladaktik alav, one who doesn't want to be machmir, don't go crazy about this. V'imachal bebeisa. Let's see the final point here. The guy eats in his house. V'rak kizayis besof hasuda besuka kasher kasabnu. Then at the end of the second meal, he eats the last kizayis in the sukkah. So then acharkach pasuk agshamim. Then it begins to, the rain stops rather. Tarch lichnos l'sukkah lechel ha-kishir. He has to then go inside the sukkah in his shir. Dehainu, what that means is a yosem mikabetza in order to be levarech leishev sukkah. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll finish tomorrow night the rest of the simon. I guess tomorrow night's the last one for hilchos sukkah. And then I guess after sukkahs, we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, pick up on the second parak of Shabbos. I think that's the game plan.